Hi everyone in audio boo land from Darren Hartland on a squeaky chair and Buffy underline Rackley, who's not on a squeaky chair. Actually, it might be. It might be squeaky certain the amount of food, the amount of pizza you ate.
Oh, God. Look, I had three pieces. I almost said pizzas.
It just felt like three pizzas.
But it was good.
Right, so, explain, what pizza did we have?
It's from a local place here. It's called Mickey and Bill's. It was really, really good. But we had all the meat, and I think it has pepperoni, ground beef, pork sausage, Italian sausage, bacon, Canadian bacon, which is kind of like ham, but not exactly, and ham.
Mm.
And extra cheese.
And meatballs.
And it was very, very good.
And it's like a... It was a thin crust, but it's not. It wasn't. It wasn't a crispy crust, and it wasn't a gooey crust. It was just the right, and it was. It was very good. It was a nice thick pizza.
It better be good.
Yes, bloody hell! Okay, we're talking for a large pizza, just over £20.
16 inches.
You're talking like £6. Or $9 or $10 more than Domino's.
But it's better than Domino's.
Yeah, I've got to go for that one, yeah. And your reaction to the Kool-Aid was priceless.
Was awful. I was so annoyed, because normally there's like strawberry or cherry in there. And I'm like, or fruit punch, which I'm okay with those. I went in there to get it, and I poured it thinking, okay, yeah, no big deal. I took a drink, oh my God, it was watermelon. Absolutely horrid.
It wasn't the fact that it was watermelon. If it had been just watermelon,
it was too
I could have
sugary, though. It was
exactly.
Too much sugary.
I just thought this just tastes like water with sugar in it, and that's all it tasted. And I thought, oh my God, my teeth are going to fall out in a minute. So I just had a sip, and you did you throw most of yours away?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't blame
After
you.
After I added water to it, but it was awful.
Yeah,
it was awful. And I don't like to waste things, but I did that.
Wow. Yeah. And we're sitting outside now in the garden. And
yard.
Sorry, yard. Yard.
Only being smart, Ellie.
Yard, bard, pard. With a popcorn fart.
I have to learn to say all this English stuff soon.
Yeah, garden.
Yeah.
Garage.
Oh, yeah, that.
Garage.
Yeah.
Shed.
Yeah, whatever it is.
Said it's barn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Some people call them sheds here, too.
Yeah, garden shed. And it's
feels
kind
like it
of
could rain, really.
It's a bit breezy. Luckily, it's quite sheltered here.
Oh, you had peanut butter cookies too.
Oh, peanut! Oh, they were nice. And it kind of prompted us to go looking on the internet, didn't it? Didn't it? See if we could find American stuff.
I was so happy. I even looked on Amazon.
Yeah.
And they have the cookie mix, so. Good.
Yeah, so you can get like the Betty Crocker's, which is one of the main ones over here.
And I think I'm going to make us some to take on the plane with us.
That'd be good.
Yeah,
because aeroplane food just isn't great. It was fine in business class, but in commoner class, in pleb class, peasant class.
Yes, we'll get rubbish.
It's crap, really.
We'll
it really is not great. So I try not to eat on planes. I'll drink the water, and I even try not to have the coffee or the tea if I can help it.
Is it awful?
It's not that it's awful. It's that it's because obviously tea and coffee, because of the caffeine, it's a diuretic.
Yeah.
So it just makes you want to go to the loo.
And I will not.
And you will not.
No.
She doesn't like any kind of loo that is not attached to somebody's house.
No.
So what was it when you went? Did that 16-hour train journey? You didn't go to the loo once.
No, not once.
Wow.
But as soon as I got to Chris and stepped, I'm like, "Excuse me, get out of my way! I really gotta pee."
I mean, I guess that's nothing. Well, I don't mean it's nothing, but I mean, I guess I managed the flight over here, so that's an 8-hour flight and a 2-hour flight plus a 2-hour stopover, plus the waiting at the airport when I was starting out, I managed that without going to the loo. And I wasn't too busted. And I did drink water.
Yeah, I think that's what I'll do. We have some of those cheese cracker things in there.
Yeah.
We could take some of those.
Take some of those.
And then make cookies.
And we could have some... I've still got some of those cinnamony things.
Mm, okay. Do you want to look for the root beer things before we go, too?
Oh, you can get root beer in the UK.
No, the...
Oh, those sweet, the root beer sweets?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, got to try those.
We got to get...
And we've got to get the Reese's...
Yes.
What's it?
Yes.
For Happy Kaz.
Yeah.
Because she has requested them special.
Yep. The miniature ones, I think, and the normal size ones.
Yeah. Are we going to need an extra suitcase?
Nah.
So, in a week's time, we will be in the UK. In a week's time, we'll be in the UK.
Yes, we will.
And probably in bed.
Yes.
Or wide awake.
Something. I don't know. Depends on how much we sleep.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, that's today's audio boo. Not a lot else happened today. I haven't been savaged by a dog today.
Fat lot of fries yesterday.
Oh God, that was a bloody humongously obese lot of fries yesterday.
But two corn dogs as well.
Two corn dogs as well, and I had all my fries and about a third of yours.
Yeah.
And you had a fat lot of fries as well.
I had a few, and Buddy had some.
You had about three.
I had more than three.
Okay, four and a half.
Whatever.
And we're just sitting outside enjoying the mild weather. It's not too hot and it's not cold and it's a little
very
bit close.
Quiet.
It's very stormy kind of
close,
very
if
heavy.
If it doesn't rain, it's going to miss a serious chance.
It's a what, sir?
If it doesn't rain, it's going to miss a serious chance
too. Oh, right, okay. Well, according to Siri, it's going to rain. So, and Siri is always right.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hot. Anyway, we should tootle off now and enjoy the rest of our evening, as so should you, wherever you happen to be, whether it's an evening, a morning, afternoon, night, blah, 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 blah. See you soon.